Hello, everyone, and welcome back. When reflecting back on the past few years of my life, I can confidently say that I have had unlucky years and very lucky years. It really just depends on which year we're talking about. When I'm having a lucky year, it could be that I achieved something in my career, or that I lost a lot of weight, or that I found love, or I built a meaningful friendship. There are just so many ways in which you could have a really lucky year, right? But then there's those unlucky years that also served their purpose. It might not have been a huge year for growth or evolution or even just self-discovery, but it could have meant rest, recovery, or just learning a specific lesson. So I never believe that anything is truly wasted. I just believe that you have to look at it differently. The growth and evolution of my life has not been linear. Every single year is completely different, and it serves a different purpose, and it makes me feel a different way about my life. And it really shows that with true alignment and attunement and goal setting and habit making and trying to really work on the things that I know that matter, like my mental and emotional health, and even my physical health, it really allows me to feel more actionable in achieving my best self, even if it's not always my best year. I can imagine that if you have faced many unlucky seasons, the last thing that you want to hear about is how to manifest properly or how to align with your higher self. And although I've talked about those things a lot on this channel, and I am a big believer in manifestation, law of attraction, alchemy, and all of the things that are kind of woo-woo, I do want to make an entire topic dedicated to how to increase your luck realistically, how to see yourself truly step in rooms and spaces that you've never stepped in before just by changing your habits, your goals, your mindset, and your positioning. One thing I've realized in my own personal life after experiencing a lot of highs and a lot of lows is that luck isn't necessarily magic. It's not this woo-woo thing that you have to like hope, wish, and pray for. Luck loves consistency. Luck loves motion. When you are repositioning yourself, when you are pivoting, when you are opening up more doors for yourself, and you are truly transitioning into different chapters in a different way, you can actually increase your luck times 10 in just a year. I am aware that people need specific steps to remove themselves from the hole that they've put themselves in. Maybe you are depressed, you keep repeating a vicious cycle, you don't really see your life really matching with your aligned purpose, you aren't seeing the needle moving forward in any way, shape, or form. This video is going to be for you because we are going to really break down the intricacies of increasing your luck and how to do it in a realistic way. So let's get into it. Now, obviously, I do not know what exactly you are dealing with, but I can think of a million different things that could be shaping your reality right now. It could be that you had a setback in life financially, you don't feel super sexy in your body, you don't really understand how to create more opportunities for yourself, you feel a little bit stuck maybe in your environment. There are so many different factors that can play into why you feel like you're having an unlucky season. So the first thing that I really want you to do, if you aren't doing this already, is to get out of your home buddy mindset. To truly increase your luck, you need to put yourself in a position where you are creating more opportunities for yourself through just connecting outside of your home. How can you meet the man of your dreams, the connection of your dreams, or just even be someone who gains access to certain things if you're always on your couch, if you're always home, if you're always isolating? Isolation serves its purpose for its own specific reasons. I definitely have had isolation modes where they needed to be activated, right? Where that maybe had something to do with like my wellness or fitness journey or locking in with a certain thing with work. And it required me to have to sit out of certain things and create more balance around my work life. But that being said, there are a lot of you guys who are in a vicious cycle that is somewhat like a hamster wheel where you're doing the same things every day. You're experiencing the same feelings. You're seeing the same people. You're going to the same places. And you're wondering why your luck is not increasing. You need to switch things up. Switch your positioning. Put yourself out there. Yes, this is going to feel uncomfortable. There is a lot of discomfort and dysregulation sometimes when you are pushing yourself out of the zone that you're used to. I know for me, and I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate, I am a Cancer, and we are known to be home buddies. We love our home. We nurture our home. Our home is where we create, where we love, where we nurture, where we feel our most aligned self. but I do understand what positioning myself in an extroverted way does for my luck. You meet the right people, you see the right things, you can have more opportunities presented to you, and it allows you to manufacture more intentionality. When you realize that a lot of the things that you're complaining about in your life are truly your fault, it actually allows you to curate a better experience for yourself. Now, of course, not everything in your life is your fault. There are just certain things that you cannot control. But I do believe that with a little bit of refinement and tweaking, you can see a better change for yourself. You'll have more of a chance of meeting wonderful people, with getting that better job, with facing that better opportunity. And you're not gonna get it sitting on your phone scrolling on Instagram. I promise. Position yourself well. Go to places that align with your desired self. Coffee shops, specific towns, specific restaurants, specific networking events and things like that, that can actually allow you to cut the line in life to getting closer to what you desire and what you are truly meant to have and be. Now, the next way to increase your luck as a woman, and this is very realistic, is to start getting a hold of your physical well-being and glowing up. I talk about this a lot in so many of my videos, and I want you guys to understand the spiritual aspect to glowing up. It's not only just about refining your image so that you feel confident on the outside, but it actually does something to your mental state, to your emotional state, to your spiritual state that allows you to show up more authentically and more confidently as yourself. When you realize what your physical well-being does for your own luck, you will never waver with it again. When I started being more intentional with my goals, with my physical well-being, with my refinement, looking good makes you more desirable. If you think about two different people, right? A person who is physically fit, who has a beautiful smile, who shows up confidently, who dresses really nice, who has a beautiful positive attitude, versus someone that is the antithesis of that. The person that is more refined usually is someone that is more respected, more trusted, more understood off the bat. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that that's right, but it kind of just shows that if you're physically appealing, you can get away with a lot more. You can convince people more. You can sell things. You can open up more doors and opportunities for yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that that's what gets you to stay in the rooms. You need to show up in a more integral way and showcase your skills and traits a little bit differently. But it's a great starting point to gaining initial respect and being able to feel good in any space that you are occupying. Prior to my weight loss journey and even just my refinement, I was a pretty confident girl, and I find that to be kind of rare. I definitely have noticed that people who don't necessarily fully love themselves, they don't know how to tap into other aspects of their life in a positive way. And that wasn't the case for me. Not only was I extremely delusional about a lot of things in my life, but I always spoke positively over my world, and it allowed me to do more with less. That being said, once I refined myself, I was never able to go back. And it was just my way of growing into the woman that I knew I was always meant to be. It is really important to me that I don't demonize any version of myself that I was in the past, but I more so am understanding as to why certain opportunities weren't presented to me, or why certain things were just not making sense, or why things were just not feeling right in those moments. And a lot of it comes back to how our image is our very representation of our discipline. And when we are physically not looking well kept, we are not showing any signs of self-respect and just any type of self-love, it can be really difficult to force luck into your life, because there is work that needs to be done before you start trying to access energy outside of yourself. Your best investment is always going to be yourself, because it's a way in which you can improve your skills, improve how you look and feel, and truly create opportunities for yourself. And that was something I had to get fully immersed in before I started outsourcing. So before you guys start trying to go out, trying to connect, I want you guys to really get better at your self-love journey. Do the glow up necessary. Get your mind and body together. Start doing more for yourself in a way that shows self-respect, integrity, and dignity. Look like the person that loves themselves. So I really want you guys to get very intentional about that. And this doesn't have to be a toxic way of living. Not every time that we refine ourselves are we going to be perfect. Hell, I know that there is going to be a time in my life from now until the day I die where I look better than I do today. The goal is to always get better with time. But for now, this is my most refined self because there is action, effort, and love being put into my routine. So the more that I get better at it, the more I will increase the habits and the more that I will refine and feel good and glow up. Okay, after we have refined our image, we have worked on ourselves physically. Now is time to start getting out, being actionable, and outsourcing. And networking is the perfect way to do it. You want to increase your luck realistically, you need to network. You need to solo date, go to the right places, talk to the right people, go to networking events, and try to put yourself in rooms that have people that you want to meet. And I really stress the importance of intermingling with people who you are not prejudging based on whether or not you've had an interaction with somebody who is just like this already. My favorite thing about myself is I truly can appreciate something about everyone, and I don't have a particular aesthetic for friendship, for connections, and for appreciation. I have found that a lot of people judge someone or mischaracterize someone based off of whether or not that person is the race, the religion, the career, the age that they wanted that person to be prior to the connection. So then they already automatically write this person off. And that is not how you properly connect with people. You need to stop falling into the trap of familiarity because familiarity breeds contempt. And I truly do believe that when you step outside of yourself, you become more open-minded, you become more curious, and you mingle with different walks of life, you will find that the people that you are networking with are going to provide you a relationship beyond the experiences that you've already had. A lot of you guys have had very surfacey, unproductive relationships in your life. And when you actually meet people who are a little bit different than you, who are just not necessarily the person that you would normally connect with off of just looking at them, you will realize that they have something to offer that is unmatched, that is rare. Stop being so discriminatory and judgmental going into networking. Be kind, be real, be authentic, and be a good listener, be observant, and find your tribe based off of interest, based off of habits, based off of love for certain things, or even just being in the same location. I haven't always needed to have a deep, meaningful, passionate reason as to why I chose to connect with somebody other than the simple fact that that person maybe lived in the same town as me and they are new to the town and so was I. So now we're kind of figuring out things together, or maybe this person is newly single and I was newly single at the time. So we were able to connect over something really small, but that creates a big impact. Now, networking isn't always just about connections with work, but it could be friendship, it could be acquaintanceship, it could be relationship, it could be anything. You want to be open to connections so that you can increase your luck. You'd be surprised who you would meet. I have a friend that does everything. I have an interior designer friend. I have a Botox friend who is a PA and is extremely intelligent. I have a contractor friend. I have a mechanic friend. I have someone who can do everything. Now, I don't think necessarily that networking is all about all of the people that you can kind of gather together to be resourceful to your life. No, I believe in reciprocity and building genuine connections. But fuck, it definitely helps. It really helps when you meet people and they have a quality and a trait or a skill that is extremely helpful to your growth, to your journey, to your evolution, even if it's just learning something, even if it's just a lesson, a skill, a person that they can introduce you to, or a hobby that you can get into. You never know what somebody could bring into your life and how it could impact your luck and you aligning with your desired purpose. So this kind of goes into my next point. Being open and honest with your problems to people with genuine solutions will absolutely help you with your luck. There is nothing worse than a person who pretends to have it all together all the time and thinks they know everything, because you in fact don't, and you will not be able to garner any type of physical help or even have anybody wanting to really align with you in that way. If you have a problem, be authentic, open, and real about it, and connect with people who have genuine solutions for it. Whether it's a lack of understanding, a lack of skills, a lack of knowing certain people or being a part of certain things, connect with the right people so that you can put yourself in the rooms that will help you improve whatever it is that you are lacking in. I found that I was the least teachable when I wanted to portray someone who had it all together. I remember when I first started making money, I really feared this image of looking like a person who didn't have her life together, who was still figuring it out. I didn't know much about money or finances or a lot of things. I was very young when I became successful and I didn't know how to navigate certain things. I didn't even know how to navigate relationships properly because I was only in one adult relationship before my breakup and I was navigating dating all over again as an adult for the first time. When you go into things with this know-it-all mindset and that you have all the answers, you're not able to be teachable. And when you're not able to be teachable, you don't grow, you don't learn, and you don't increase your luck. When I finally dropped my mask, allowed myself to be vulnerable, allowed myself to be teachable, was when I started getting more assistance in life. I was meeting people who were able to teach me a skill. I was capable of listening to different perspectives and absorbing them when it made sense and releasing them when it didn't. I was able to befriend people from a place of reciprocity and respect versus what looks cool and what is fleeting. You build genuine connections, love, respect, honor, integrity, and just you build a lot in your character when you drop your mask and allow yourself to be teachable and allow yourself to be solution focused. When I started being someone who was seeking solutions in my life and I stopped letting myself look like I had it all together, I started actually getting it together for real, for real. You never know who person A could introduce you to. Stop being someone who refuses connection and community. That is what is preventing you from growth. When you allow community, when you allow other perspectives, opinions, thoughts, ideas to infiltrate your very rigid wall, it actually helps you with increasing your luck and getting paid, getting beautiful, getting in the rooms, and getting what you want. Being someone who fears looking dumb is actually keeping you dumb. So be vulnerable, be authentic, be actionable about the things that you need, the things that you need solutions to, and try to create that for yourself in this life. Now, this might be the only woo-woo thing that I'm saying in this video, but this is very realistic to me and my own personal testimony, and it's no more loser self-talk. You want to see yourself have better luck, better opportunities, and a better life? You gotta stop speaking negatively over your life. It can't be the never would be me or that requires this and I need that and just being extremely hard-headed about anything positive. Be more welcoming to positive energy in your life. I really do believe in the power of the tongue and what you speak is what happens. And I truly believe that when I am combining shitty actions with shitty words, my life is shitty. It's the combined effort of putting myself out there, creating better habits, and then also speaking positively over my life that creates the most blessings for myself. When I stopped being the person who went from, I hate my body, it's disgusting, to my body's gonna be so sexy really soon. The latter was what got me the weight loss quicker. It's what created more intentionality, more positivity. When you're doing things out of frustration, negativity, anger, bitterness, it's really difficult to create beauty in that. It's really difficult. So I would really challenge you to leave the negative self-talk in 2025. Stop bringing it with you into the new year. This year, we are trying to be realistic by being kind to ourselves. Yes, there are things about us that we don't like. There are going to be things that we fall short with, that we drop the ball on, that we maybe messed up with. But quick turnover, quick pivot, stop harping, stop reiterating, stop ruminating. You're telling a story over and over again that is serving zero purposes for you. It's only making you bitter, resentful, angry, and small. You need to speak more positively over your life if you want to see more blessings. I am extremely positive. If I find myself in a negative headspace for more than 24 hours, I change it quick. I let myself feel it because I do believe that the emotion should be there. And as a woman, we should really allow ourselves to feel every range of emotion. That being said, you're not going to catch me living in a negative space too long. And this really shifts your energy and how you interact with people as well, because once you shift your energy, you no longer want to be around people who pollute your energetic space. You don't want to be around negativity because you know what it does to your habits, to your goals, to your day, and you're not about to let it affect that. That's why I am so anti-toxic relationships, anti-toxic familial dynamics, because it can drain you. It will put a wrench in your day. You'll stop your day. You'll be in a zombie mode until you're feeling better. And now you're no longer going after your dreams and you're more so ruminating about a negative thing. Some things are very much in our control. And one of those things is what we allow to pollute our energetic space. Do not let it sit there for long. It doesn't make sense and it's not helpful. And the last thing that I want to mention for increasing your luck in a realistic way, and this is big, and it's be impeccable with things that other people tend to fall short with. I remember when I started doing this actually subconsciously, and it was when I started paying attention to how certain people made me feel. So let's just say I went to the store and I was getting checked out, and the checkout lady was so kind, so generous. She complimented me. She paused. You could tell that her words were intentional. Maybe she said something like, "Wow, girl, your hair is beautiful. I hope you have a radiant day." And there was just something very positive and joyful and kind and authentic in that person's voice. It's really easy for us to get into the habit of answering a question before it's even finished, or rushing, or not, you know, saying thank you, or not being fully considerate. And that is where you're going to mess up in life. There are certain things that cannot be supplemented through skills, but it's more so supplemented through consistency and consideration. So I really would challenge you to be the person who is checking on people, who's considerate, who's following up, who's answering emails, text messages, phone calls quickly, who has a promptness to how they approach life, to remembering details about people or things that were said. When you do things like this, it makes you unforgettable. It makes you someone who people value because there's an intentionality to how you live life. You're extremely kind and understanding and in tune with a person to where that person feels safe and like they can trust you in their space, and it could open up a lot of opportunities for you. I really feel like had I been more actionable about certain things in my career, in my connections, where I was following up, where I was putting myself out there, where I was being a little bit more kind than I normally am, I think I would have a lot better of opportunities. I was always doing what felt comfortable to me and not what felt like it was in my best interest. And when I started realizing that I actually do have to sit down, talk about certain things, remember certain details, be intentional, be prompt, be someone who's showcasing qualities that even the most skilled people tend to forget or tend to not do, this is what's going to get you in the rooms, in the spaces. This is what's going to get you respected. This is what's going to increase your luck because you are doing the things that people tend to not do. Keeping your word is not a special talent, but it is rare. A lot of people are not keeping their word or even just being reliable. So when you show consistency, respect, reliability, and consideration, it goes a long way in increasing your luck and putting you in a better position. Okay, guys, that is how to increase your luck realistically as a woman. These things I actually have to remind myself about too from time to time because I'm not perfect. I don't get it right all the time. But whenever I do even rediscuss these things out loud to you guys, even though I've had this mental check with myself, it reminds me that nothing is unachievable and that it just requires a little bit more effort and thought and trying to step outside of your usual patterns and ideas and position yourself differently and allow yourself to evolve, grow, and ever change. And that will allow you to get the results that you're looking for. I hope that this helped you guys. Send this to a friend, a family member, a colleague, or even just set it as a reminder to yourself to really get yourself in a better position in life for 2026 and get all of the things that you desire sent your way, not through manifestation necessarily, but through genuine action. I hope you guys enjoyed today's topic as much as I enjoyed making it. Let me know down below any other topics that you guys have for me and that you want to hear from me. I love you guys dearly. And thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.